I'm here with Randall Rice, and we're discussing something that's unique and really quite exciting as ASTQB, with really Randall's lead, is supporting an initiative in Rwanda that is really a combination of commercial enterprise, but really mixed with a human interest story, in that it is helping to bring Rwandan women to higher levels of education and helping them to develop their careers. So, Randy, first of all, I want to thank you for joining me today.
Absolutely. Thanks for asking me.
So you're back. You're as we've talked a little bit before the conversation started here, over any jet lag that you might have had, but you had quite an adventure getting to the actual area in which you were going to help support this initiative. Can you give us an overview of the initiative, of its importance, and the role that ASTQB is playing in this?
Sure. So when I was first approached to be a part of this, I was rather tentative because the only thing I knew about Rwanda was from the movie Hotel Rwanda. And if you've seen that movie, it's pretty much Hollywoodized, I guess if that's a word, of a terrible, terrible genocide that happened there over a period of about 100 days in 1994. Somewhere, they don't know the exact count of how many people were killed, but somewhere between 500,000 and 1 million people were killed there in Rwanda in that short period of time. And so that kind of shades everything, okay? So what makes this whole thing unique is that society has done something very, it's something that you hardly ever see in a society. They reset, okay? So what they've been doing for the last 15 years or so is a do-over in their society. And so Kigali, the city that we were doing the training in, is one of the safest cities in Africa. And it was really kind of an interesting experience getting there. But as I was there, just getting to know the people. And so the main thing that we were asked to do, that I was asked to do, was to come in and do an extended version of the foundation level training course that I present. Instead of doing it in a 3-day standard format, we did it in a 5-day format where we did the presentations in the morning and then afternoon were all team exercises. But here's the thing also to know about Rwanda is they have an 80% unemployment rate. And women in that society have traditionally been discriminated against to the extent that you don't really see in many parts of the world. And we all know about human rights for women in parts of the world are not great. In Rwanda, they've been especially pretty bad. And the educational system is also pretty weak as well. So all the ladies that I trained, they had IT degrees. However, in those IT degrees, they're basically formed around a method of learning that is rote memorization. And so they were going after something better than that. And so one of the key stakeholders in this is called Maraho Technologies. And so they see this as an economic development initiative where they want to create over 1,000 jobs in Rwanda, all in the field of QA and testing. And when they looked at the skill sets and the knowledge sets that would be needed, they wanted something that had credibility, and they wanted something that they could also build upon. So they chose the ISTQB certification program. And within that, they chose ASTQB because we have a quality of exams that they like. And plus, they wanted their people to know kind of the Americanized way of thinking and doing things, because they see many of the potential customers as coming from North America. I also want to mention, just here at the outset, one of the other stakeholders in this is a company in Calgary called YugoWorks. And so YugoWorks is also one of the key components in this. So we have Canada working with the people in Rwanda, as well as the German government, who is also providing some of the funding for this. So that's kind of the big picture of what we're doing. But anyway, I'll stop my answer at that point. And I know that's kind of a long answer to a short question.
No, that's very helpful. That's very helpful. So, and it's funny because I just had a conversation with a test manager who had mentioned that he prefers candidates especially if they're not native English speakers, if that's not their first language. He prefers candidates or testers that they would hire who have taken the ASTQB exam, because it's written in native, you know, English, American English from the ground up. It's not translated from some other language in kind of some broken way. And he finds that if he has someone who has their ISTQB certification from ASTQB versus some other exam, you know, provider or board or body, that the ASTQB exam taker tends to be a better integration into their department and into their systems and the way that they are able to talk. And he really gives them credit for the fact that they understand American English and therefore can integrate very well into the overall team, even though they may be on the other side of the world. So that's very consistent with what you're saying here. ASTQB also has some other advantages, I think, in terms of the larger volume program and whatnot. Can you describe that a little bit and any other aspects that kind of come into play there?
Sure. So one of the cool things that I was able to suggest to them was ASTQB has a program we call the VPP, or the Volume Purchase Program. And even though, you know, we do our best to promote that and make people aware of it, a lot of people don't know that we have that for companies and organizations that do have large numbers of people that they would like to have certified. And actually, the initial threshold is quite low. It's 15 people that if a company wants to work and invoice directly with ASTQB, they can start getting discounts. When you get up to 50 people, then it's a 25% discount. So that was substantial for this group. And we have our first block at about 40 people. So we did the 50 level discount. So they immediately saw a 25% benefit. And then as they go forward, once they start getting up into the 200, 300 range, then the cost gets even lower. So it gives them the best value, I think, for their money and doing exams at large scale.
That, Randy, let me interrupt you there for a moment. So if someone who's listening to this is interested in the VPP, they can approach a training provider, which you are a training provider, or other accredited training providers, and you'll find those on the ASTQB website under the training section. So they can work the VPP through them, or is it also directly with ASTQB, or how does that work?
Sure. We have people that do both. We have some rather large companies that have actually created their own internal training programs, and they contract directly through ASTQB. Now, the initial entrance is often through a training provider, because as training providers, one of the things that we all do is we try to make the process as easy as possible for people that want to, you know, get involved. And we can kind of be that point of introduction. But as far as, you know, all the billing and contacts and things like that, those happen directly between the company and ASTQB. But they can start out by contacting ASTQB directly from the website or any of us training providers. We can help.
Okay. And I really digress there into some of the technical details, but because it comes up and that question may arise. But really, this is much more, I think, a human interest story in the sense that you were there face to face. This was not a remote operation. You were there and you were able to work with these women one on one. Is there anything that any moments or just the overall feel, the enthusiasm or the excitement that kind of touched you and left some impressions upon you as this initiative is in its early stages?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, I just have to give a huge amount of credit to the team at Marajo, because before I had arrived, they had already gone through a week of agile training. So they already knew just concepts of working together in kind of an agile way as teams. And they had introduction with some terms and things like that. And so, in fact, they did this thing they called scrumming the syllabus, which I thought was kind of a neat idea, where the teams did a deep dive on their own in various sections of the syllabus just to kind of read it and understand it, ask questions about it. And so, I mean, a lot of the groundwork had been kind of done when I got there. But then as I was there, I had four facilitators from Marajo working alongside of me to help these teams. So you have a class size of 40 plus people, almost 50 people, and just about any trainer will tell you that that is not a good scenario for doing something like certification training. So just to see the teams of women work together closely, I have one picture in particular that I'll be posting and sharing of these women just in a huddle as a team, and they support each other. They care for each other. Each of them has a leader, and they call them Malaika, which is the word for angel there in Rwanda. And so these leaders of the team, they really go the extra mile. The attendance is almost 100%. There are some people, one lady in particular, she rides about 90 minutes every day to and from on the back of what they call a moto, which is a little motorcycle. They don't have taxis there, so to speak. If you want to go someplace, you hop on the back of a moto and take your chances. And so anyway, and to see that, at the end of the training, they gave me a little plaque and a pound of coffee, which, it was a very humbling experience, because I knew they really had very little financially to contribute, and yet they did that. And but to see these ladies work together as a team. Oh, and also the fellow that was helping me, Mike Bannock from the Seattle area. They gave him a plaque and a bag of coffee too, and we were just both really humbled by that. But to see these women working together, solving these testing problems, learning how to work as teams, learning how to overcome just personal challenges. One of the students developed malaria during the class and still kept coming, and so they had to tell her, "No, you got to go. You got to go home. You got to get well." And she just didn't want to do that. And so you just see those kind of stories. And, I just believe they're going to do well. I believe they're going to be able to take to this. And by the time I left, it was extremely gratifying that we were able, each team was able to go through the entire testing process from planning all the way to reporting, and then do it again as a regression test on some updated software. We were actually working on live software, real for sale applications. And I saw them do that process perfectly, and designing tests, running them, finding bugs, finding defects. It was just an amazing thing to see, because the week before, they really didn't have a lot of testing capability. And so that was really kind of a cool thing to see.
Oh, that's exciting. So where do they go from here? And I don't know if you have a continued role with them or how ASTQB will be working with them, but what's kind of the future for this group and at least to your knowledge at this point?
Sure. Great question. So here's what happened after I left. So they spent the next week, which was the week that I was off doing another class. They spent that doing mock exams, sample exams, deconstructing them, going through all the questions, prepping. They took their exam on Monday of this week, and so they spent this intense amount of time preparing for the exam. In fact, I don't know anybody that's prepared that much. But for next steps, this week and next week, they are learning project management. There's a trainer that is there from Calgary that is doing a two-week intensive there on project management. Her name is Cindy, and she is there. And I just heard back today that, you know, it really helped that we had the foundation level training because they're up on all the terms, and, you know, it just kind of makes her road a little bit easier. And then the goal is to start getting some pilot projects for these ladies to do testing, and, you know, hopefully before the end of the year, actually, to do some of their very first projects. But here's the thing. It's not going to just end with the certification training. They're going to continue to invest at advanced levels and specialty levels. And so it's not just a one-time thing that they're seeing this as. And so what they're doing, this is also another thing to understand, is they're bringing these ladies in groups of about 40 to 50 at a time. Hmm. Okay. And so we have a lot of people to train. I don't know if I'll be the next trainer or not. Honestly, it's a pretty brutal trip. It takes 2 days to get there. It only took us 3 days to get to the moon. Hmm. But I will say this, my host, Dan, and his wife, Kathy, were extremely gracious. I stayed in their home while I was there. I did my expense report for them, and I did not have a single expense after I got off the plane in Africa. But it's the only training gig I've done where I had to have like an extensive series of shots to go there and sleep under mosquito netting while I was there. But so that kind of made it a little bit of an adventure. So I don't know what the future holds, except that I do want to be working on this side of the pond to help support them in whatever way that I can. I don't know if that means training. I would like to get some better computers in their hands, so I'm going to be working on an initiative for that. I've got a picture that I'm going to share that shows kind of the sad state of the equipment that they're working with. So perhaps if someone's listening to this and they have a fairly good used computer they want to share, get in touch with me. Like I say, I'm going to be putting more information about this out on my own personal blog. RandallRice.blogspot.com, and there'll be information on, maybe if any of you listening want to kind of help in this initiative, let me know, and there may be a way to plug you into it.
No, that's great. That's great. You know, sometimes we talk about the ASTQB roadmap or career map, skills path. I guess we have different names for it, but you know, we see it as something that is coming out of college, or you're, you know, highly skilled professional already, and it gives you these options. When you look at it from the perspective of the group that you're working for, it's a life-changing path or roadmap that can lead to a career, a chance to work, mm-hmm. a chance for employment for the first time. So it's exciting to see that something that is so fundamental to what ASTQB is doing, which is building software quality skills among, you know, professionals in the U.S. and globally, is also a great path for those who are really just getting their start. You know, it, it, It's gratifying, and we're all very appreciative for the time that you took out to do this, because I know it wasn't easy. So first of all, thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. And I mean, I just really felt like it was the place I was supposed to be. At first, I was kind of reluctant, as I said, but I realized it's where I needed to be. So it was my pleasure to be there. But Dave, one thing you hit on, I just want to make one other comment that I forgot to mention before. You mentioned the aspect of what it means for someone to go from no employment to having a job, especially in any economy, but in that one in particular. Many times what they'll do is they will send that money back to their home village, or they'll pay to put one of their brothers or sisters or cousins or someone like that through school. And so it's a very giving society. And in fact, they have national work days once a month that they work on, you know, cleaning up their area. So, I mean, it's an ethic within their society, but it does change someone's life when they do get that job. And one thing you mentioned, you asked me earlier about memorable moments. So we were at the end of day five, and it was about 4:45 in the afternoon. I just seen them go through their second successful test, which, as I mentioned before, you know, it was really cool to see going from start to finish. And I just wanted to tell them, you know, thank you. They had given me this wonderful gift, and around noon that day. And when I looked around at the room, you know, they were tired, but I said, I just want to tell you something. Welcome to the profession of software testing. And I don't even know why I said that. I mean, you know, anyone who's a trainer or speaker can tell you sometimes words just come out of your mouth that you just can't explain. It was on top of my head, so there it went out of my mouth. And their eyes just lit up. I mean, and they do this little thing they call the whoosh. And they slap their legs, and they clap their hands, and they go whoosh all at the same time. And so I got a whoosh out of them.
Awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. So it's great to see that transformation right in front of your eyes. And hopefully we'll hear more about this. We will be covering this in more detail and getting some photos into an upcoming ASTQB newsletter. And like I said, like you said, you'll have more information on your blog as well. So we'll link over to that, also. So thank you for sharing your story, your adventure, if you will. I'm glad that everything went well and that it was whoosh worthy. In the end, to start the careers of a new crop of software professionals that I hope we all have a chance to interact with at some point in the future. Very exciting. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you, Dave.